It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And I was off saving another continent with Kat Timpf. And don't worry, Kat is going to join me this Friday for happy hour. And we're going to enjoy a South African mocktail, as one does. One is regaling oneself with tales of life and death. Now, I'm not going to get into the parts that Kat and I will talk about specifically. And we're going to have a very hard time narrowing things down because this trip was amazing. And for those of you who have been on safari in Africa, you know it's one of those trips that no matter what you do or what you plan for, it never turns out exactly how you think it's going to. And it changes a part of your soul. And that is absolutely what happened here. And one of the things that really struck me, because we only went to South Africa. We were in two parts, in Kruger National Park, which is where a lot of people go, and also in another region called Sabi Sands, which is where the Sabi River and the Sand River meet. There is a very fertile, beautiful, lush area with lots and lots of wild game. We started just outside of Kruger and spent 3 days there. And the thing that strikes you first is there are no fences. There are no fences. There are no boundaries in between these parks, but there are also no fences or boundaries at the lodges themselves. So you really have to disconnect with the feeling of safety that some outside force is going to keep you safe. And I think that's a lot of the misunderstanding we operate under when we're in, you know, these very crowded metropolises like New York City, like Chicago, like LA. We assume that something else is going to keep us safe. And that does not exist. So what you have to do is you have to trust the wisdom and the experience of other people who work there, who see the stuff every single day, the guides and the trackers and the people who work in the various lodges, because that is their life's work. They live among the animals and they are conservationists at heart. And it's very important for them to protect the beauty and sort of the sacred circle of life that they operate in every single day. And you have to trust what they're telling you and you have to listen to them, because if you don't, you could die, because there are a lot of predators who don't necessarily eat meat, but they have no problem killing you. And there it would be no surprise. And this happened the first night that we were there. You know, when you are at a hotel or resort, you're just kind of walking around, maybe looking at your phone, not really paying attention. And we realized pretty quickly that we were doing that and it was pretty dumb because we were walking. And by the way, because the big, vicious, bloodthirsty predators are out at night, you can't just walk around the lodge and go from the dining area to your room by yourself. You have to be escorted by security. And so, you know, we're walking through with our security guard and two hyenas are just strolling right next to us. And it's very interesting because we were out on safari the next day and you see hyenas, you think Lion King and Whoopi Goldberg, and then you think of someone farting on TV who says really dumb things. So we're on safari the next day and the guide stops, and the guide is the one who drives the safari vehicle. This person, we had two male guides. They know everything. You know, they've seen this stuff. In order to become guides, they essentially have to sleep outside in the wild for 6 weeks with no tents. You know, maybe someone has a rifle. There's always a fire going. Someone is always keeping watch. You're listening for and watching everything, tracking animals. So they have balls of steel and a great deal of wisdom packed into their brains. So we're driving through the next day and we stop and the guide was like, okay, look at that. Tell me what that is. and it looks like a white cylinder, like a lumpy piece of white pipe. And I said, it looks like plaster of Paris. And he said, that is dung. And I said, there's no way because it's completely white. And I was like, is it petrified poop? And he said, no, guess what animal made that? And I was like, I don't know. And he said, hyenas, they eat bones. And I was like, oh my God. So the hyenas that walked right next to us, if they turned and didn't like us, he said, yep, they would have snapped your arm off and crunched the bones and gotten yum, yum, yum.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
So that was one of the first things, is this idea of safety. You're not necessarily safe, but you have to be constantly aware. You have to observe. You have to know how to comport yourself, and you have to get rid of the notion that you deserve safety. You deserve a safe space. You don't necessarily. Like, you go there, you go on safari to see life as it was intended and not necessarily this projection of life that we have created that also, you know, there's a great deal of balance when you're there. And, you know, there we saw a one-day-old elephant with its umbilical cord still attached. We saw different baby animals of every stripe. You know, the elephant was adorable, but we also saw a very vulnerable giraffe and a tiny zebra. And we saw, you know, the youngest white lion cub in the world. And I'll talk with Kat about this. There are only 5 white lions that exist on the entire planet, and they are all at this one game reserve. And we saw 3 of them. And it's really extraordinary. And it's hard to put that sort of thing into context. But, you know, what you realize when you come up and you see hyenas or you see a pack of wild dogs, which are also an incredibly endangered species, you look at them and they look like house cats. You know, when you see a group of lions lying around, and that's what they do during the day. They sleep 18 hours a day. And so when you've got an entire pride of lions, including cubs and a mom and 2 males who happen to be brothers, they look like cats. Because people have pets, there's this overwhelming desire to go up and pet them. It's the weirdest thing. And we kept noticing it, whether it was the hyenas, the wild dogs, the leopards that we saw, which was another very rare and beautiful thing. But, you know, you want to pet these things, but you don't, because if you were stupid enough to do that, you would die. Hell of a way to die, though. Hell of a way to die. You know, and that's why you really, in addition to letting go of the idea that you deserve safety and safety will be there for you, you also have to learn how to manage your fear. And that is something that you realize is stability is kind of contagious, and learning to stay still and learning to suppress your fear. One night in particular, our camp was surrounded by 4 different prides of lions who were up vocalizing / roaring at each other all night long. And you can't just go outside. You can't, you know, it's like, I wanted to go and look at the stars with my little Stargazer app. You know, I wanted to see the Southern Cross. I wanted to see the rabbit on the moon, because it's not the man on the moon from the Southern Hemisphere. But you can't do that, because there's a very good chance you will get gored or trampled or eaten. So it's not necessarily worth it. But the trade-off is, if you've been, you totally understand. And, you know, after watching Tiger King, and no, there are no tigers in Africa, but after you see that and you see all the Walmart meat that they were given, it's pretty incredible to watch lions hunting and to see their full bellies. And you see the impala who are running all around you to the point where, and this is sad, and we talked about this amongst ourselves, it's sad that people are like, oh yeah, there's another impala. Because it's like, they're amazing, beautiful creatures with these incredible faces and these giant black doe eyes and twitching ears. And they're terrified because they're small and delicious. And they call them the happy meals of the bush, because they're so easy to eat because there are so many of them. And they can't outrun everything, and neither can you. So while you have this precious time on Earth, and Kat and I will get into it, because we had so many terrifying and hysterical adventures. There are things we can only get into with each other, which we will do in longer form on Friday's happy hour. But it made me really appreciate travel, because the farther you travel from home, the more likely you are to run into people who also love to travel. And that's one of the greatest things, is sitting down and hearing people's stories and adventures and getting recommendations of the next place to go. And I've said this many times on the podcast, it doesn't matter your budget. Like, you can go first class, you can fly in a private jet, you can stay in 6-star mansions, wherever you want to go, or you can go on a budget and still see extraordinary, life-changing things. Africa is no exception. And there are so many parts, and there's so many special aspects in every country and in every region. And if you've ever had the desire to do that, I recommend it. It is so worthwhile. And it really does. You see the African sunrise, and it changes your soul. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.